If any New York State politicians got a hold of the wishbone from yesterday's turkey, we can guess what some of them might be wishing for: the Senate seat of Hillary Rodham Clinton. If, as expected, Clinton is named as the next Secretary of State, then the new senator from New York will be named by the Democratic governor. And that has many elected officials dreaming of Hillary's leftovers, as NPR's Robert Smith reports.
This week, the press followed around New York Governor David Patterson, hoping for any word, any hint of whom he might appoint to the Senate seat. You know, the one that officially Clinton's still sitting in. But that fact hasn't stopped the frenzy of speculation. Even fellow politicians are playing along. At an event in the Bronx, Democratic Representative Jose Serrano stood next to Governor Patterson and swore that he wasn't currently lobbying for the Senate seat.
I did that last week.
For an entire generation of Democratic politicians, this is no joke. I mean, let's face it, Hillary Clinton could have been reelected to that seat forever. There are representatives, mayors, dog catchers, who never dreamed that they'd make it to the big show, and now all they have to do is impress just one man, Governor David Patterson. And he's playing coy about what he's looking for.
A highly skilled person and one with a combination of skills, and certainly there will be big shoes to fill in trying to find that person.
David Patterson knows about filling big shoes. He took over for Elliot Spitzer after that little sex scandal thing. And because Patterson's so new to the job, no one seems to know what strategy he'll play with the open Senate seat. If Patterson is truly opportunistic, he could appoint himself as New York senator, something he ruled out in a radio interview on WLBB in Albany.
I would think it was selfish. I signed up to be lieutenant governor. The governor couldn't serve out his term. I think I'm compelled to try to serve out his term. And in my case, if things work out, I'd like to come back for another term.
Okay, so that's out. But since Patterson is running again, he could make a crassly political decision, like, say, appointing someone who might challenge him for governor. Doug Muzio, a public affairs professor at Baruch College, brings up the name of the current New York State Attorney General.
With Andrew Cuomo, you eliminate a potential rival in 2010.
But Muzio doesn't think that's going to happen because there's too many interest groups clamoring in New York State for someone to represent them. Women's groups have already made it clear that if the governor appoints a man to take over for Hillary Clinton, he'll catch hell.
It's not a woman's seat, but I think that would not be, you know, an unimportant consideration. It would be a significant one.
And so many of the names being floated are female ones. Representative Nita Lowey of Westchester County, or Christine Quinn, the first openly gay speaker of the New York City Council. But in New York politics, there's a split more important than gender: upstate versus downstate.
Upstaters feel that the weight of government is really downstate and, in fact, in New York City, and they're right.
So female, upstate, anything else? Oh, the governor is also being encouraged to appoint a minority, such as an African-American or Latina, to the seat. Others float long-shot names, like environmentalist Robert Kennedy Jr. His father once held the same seat. Professor Muzio says it's a political parlor game that anyone can play.
I want to start some speculation.
Okay, go for it.
Bill Clinton.
Why?
Why would he offer it, or why would he take it? Neither one of them has a satisfactory answer, but I figured I'd start the buzz for Bill Clinton.
The problem for Governor Patterson is that the longer the list of names gets, the more people will resent him when he can pick only one. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.